This week's topics, the death penalty and dams. And one additional thing, a little asterisk here. We're going to take some nominations for one of next week's topics on Vince Day this week. Call us at 800-838-3760 around the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Or send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. We keep talking about the death penalty, but executions keep happening, and a couple of recent ones using a new drug procedure went badly. You remember the case in Arizona recently. Then there's the issue of how long it takes to get from the initial sentence to the death room. The case of a man convicted of murder in 1995 is the case that led a federal judge recently to declare California's death penalty system unconstitutional. The inmate is still alive. Almost 20 years after conviction, so are 740 or so other people sentenced to death in California. Oregon still has a death row itself, but obviously a much smaller death row, and Governor Kitzhaber says he will not carry out executions while he's governor. In California, the state doesn't put enough money into the appeal system to make it worth a lawyer's time to get involved, hence all the people sitting and waiting for appeals on death row. So where to go? If a death sentence doesn't really mean putting people to death, does it have value? And if it doesn't work this way, is it worth putting more money into the system so executions speed up? Join us on The Exchange with your thoughts about the death penalty at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or jx@jeffnet.org. The other topic starts with a concern about time, the time it's taking for the federal government to decide whether to raise Shasta Dam by 18.5 feet. Congressmember Doug LaMalfa came to the lake recently to hear concerns about the length of time it's taking to decide on raising the dam and the lake. Now, you can talk time or you can talk concept, like whether we should be making dams like Shasta taller to hold more water, or whether we should be building more dams to hold water in more places on the assumption that we'll get a good water year at some point before drought returns. California, of course, will vote on a water bond issue in November. We're waiting to hear if the legislature will revise this. But give us your thoughts on dams and droughts and the appropriate use. Do we need more reservoirs? Do we need dams to be higher that are in existence now? Join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or jx@jeffnet.org. And, of course, one more thing to talk about when you call or email. You get to pick one of the two topics for next week's Vince Day. Go to our Facebook page to nominate, drop it in an email, or attach it to your phone comment. We'll tally up votes until next Monday and pick the most popular actual issue. So, for example, we will not be talking about zombie apocalypse because it's not a real issue. So, get the idea? Give us your votes and nominations for topic for next week on Vince Day and talk about death penalty and dams this week. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange. This is our Vince Day segment. We're on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. You can find us not just on the radio, but also online at jeffexchange.org. There you'll find program topics and recordings and a look ahead to future editions of the Jefferson Exchange. Similar information available on our Facebook page. And you can also find us on Twitter. Our Twitter feed is at Jeff Exchange. And you can take part in our conversations, which is the rule of the road on Vince Day. It's your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topic's death penalty. Is it really worth having more than 740 people on death row in California if they're likely to wait 20 years or more for their sentence to be carried out? Join us on The Exchange to talk about the death penalty at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. You can also talk about dams. Given that we are in a drought for much of the region and there are discussions of things like raising Shasta Dam and therefore the lake behind it by 18.5 feet, does it make sense to either raise existing dams or build new ones? Do think about the years when we will not have as much water, like this year, and whether it does any good to try to find new places to pen the water up. Join us on The Exchange to talk about dams at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or jx@jeffnet.org. Or, this is something we're trying new, nominate a topic for next week's Vince Day. And we'd like you to tack it on to your comment about one of this week's topics if you're going to be joining us by phone. You can also make the nomination at our Facebook page. or just send us an email to jx@jeffnet.org. We'll tally up the numbers and figure out which is the biggest issue that people want to talk about as one of the two topics for next week's Vents Day. Let's get your thoughts on this week's topics as well. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's take a look at the death penalty issue in California. Sacramento Bee weighed in on this in an editorial from July 22nd, talking about the judge who said that capital punishment, as it is certainly constituted in California, is unconstitutional. Judge Cormac Carney, appointed to the federal bench in 2003 by President George W. Bush, is expressing what any clear-eyed observer sees, that California's death penalty is dysfunctional. He suggests that if California policymakers want to speed executions, they could, for example, by spending more to hire more lawyers for death row inmates. They don't. In 2006, a federal judge in San Jose declared that California's method of execution, this is the method of execution, using untrained technicians to carry out lethal injection, could inflict undue pain and was therefore cruel. So we have cruel and unusual. 8 years later, California correctional authorities have not come up with an acceptable way of putting an inmate to death, essentially slow-walking the process for expediting the long walk. It's not surprising the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation reports to Governor Jerry Brown, a moral opponent of the death penalty. The Sacramento Bee editorial goes on. San Bernardino County District Attorney Mike Ramos, a capital punishment proponent, said Carney's ruling, while not good for his side, brings the issue to light. We have to fix the system, Ramos says, pledging to raise money to place an initiative on the 2016 ballot that would implement steps cited by Carney that speed the death penalty. At this point, however, California could not empty death row unless it carried out an execution a week for 14 years. No political leader would want that as a legacy. There always will be terrible crimes, but for an array of reasons, not the least of which is public ambivalence, California has failed to carry out death sentences. Policymakers and the citizenry ought to acknowledge that the death penalty is broken beyond repair. That an editorial from the Sacramento Bee in response to Judge Cormac Carney's decision declaring capital punishment unconstitutional in California, mostly because of the lack of speed. The case again comes back to 1995. Ernest Dwayne Jones, convicted back then in Los Angeles for a 1992 rape and murder of the woman who was the mother of his live-in girlfriend. So his death sentence was reaffirmed by the California Supreme Court in 2003. 11 years later, Ernest Dwayne Jones still on death row. Is this the process we had planned when we reinstituted the death penalty in California and Oregon? Join us on the exchange with your thoughts about this or about dams and droughts and whether we should be building more or raising the existing ones at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. And again, you can tack on to your comments a nomination, a vote for one of the Vents Day topics for next week as well. We'll take those through Facebook, JX, or the phone numbers. Let's go to Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, hey, Jeffrey, it's been a while. Briefly on the death penalty, it is cruel, and increasingly in the civilized world, it is unusual. It should have been gone a long time ago, and pandering to people. Need for revenge, a death for a death, an eye for an eye, whatever, is ridiculous. But the damn thing, is just, I think it's one of those really naughty questions as we look at climate change, as we look at, renewable energy. It's absolutely abundantly clear to me that we need hydropower. We need water management. We need agriculture. It seems also that it makes sense that once you've already had a high-impact area, Shasta being a good example of that, that you should concentrate that impact there instead of, chasing every other little stream, the Smith River, as an example. But it is one of those huge issues. And I'm not sure, that there's really a great solution to any of this.
It's interesting to think that we live in a time of great technology. I mean, we have all these wind turbines around us. We've figured out all kinds of ways to be able to harness natural elements in order
sure.
to provide power for ourselves. It seems like by now there should be some great design where you can build a dam that provides hydropower, is good for fish, and also manages to hold some water back for the part of the year when it doesn't fall.
Yeah, well, and I think if you had an infinite amount of money and a magic wand, you'd be there. You know, and one of the things about hydropower is that when you're looking at sources like wind and solar that, you know, have a time and weather factor are relatively inconsistent, you need a giant battery. And hydropower can function to a degree as a giant battery. I mean, it can be there to back up, you know, the power needs, you know, at night when solar isn't as likely. And I think that there's been some interesting, you know, attempts to look at actually using the excess electricity produced by wind and solar to pump water back upstream and use those hydro facilities as a battery. But, you know, it's a really difficult problem, and I think we need really creative and interesting thinkers about how do we create these big integrated Pacific Northwest systems. And, you know, and we've got the need. We don't have the will. I think that's part of the problem, and I'm not sure how you solve that. And there's my suggestion. So what is it that has caused this collective stupidity in our culture where we don't seem to be working together in a progressive way moving forward, and we seem to expend a lot of our energy having little hissy fits? So what is that that has caused all of that? Is it the internet? Is it Fox News? Is it the fact we don't read books or contemplate or visit with friends or have drinks with our enemies or whatever the, you know, what is it? What is this sort of collective malaise, intellectual malaise that we seem to be living in at the moment? So,
there is the question of the day.
And I think that, wouldn't that be a fun Vince Day question?
All right. We'll put that. What does our collective malaise come back to? Ryan, thanks for calling. Good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your polite ventings on a couple of topics in the news. This week's topic's the death penalty, whether we should still have it, given that it is not only causing problems in the actual execution, as you saw recently in Arizona, but also the length of time it is taking people to get through death row. If you have 740 people on death row in California, as the Sacramento Bee did the math, you'd have to have an execution a week for 14 years to get all those people taken care of. Taking care of might be a very big euphemism here. The other topic, of course, is dams and droughts and whether we should be thinking about more dams or fewer dams because of droughts or different dams or any dams at all. Join us on the exchange with these topics at 800-838-3760. That's anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. And along with your comments on this week's topics, feel free to contribute one for next week. We're trying to take your nominations and votes for a topic to talk about as one of the two for next week's Vents Day. We'd love to hear from you on that as well. Join us on the exchange. Again, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Bruce in Ashland sent an email. He says, off-channel dams and restoration so the land can hold more water is a much more effective way to get more water. Sounds like Bruce is talking about using the land itself as something of a water bank. He says, mankind's first attempts at water storage have been a disaster ecologically. Let's start by fixing the dam in Lithia Park. The lower Reeder Reservoir kills salmon and steelhead by ending their upstream passage to spawn. Ashlanders can swim if they also create fish passage with a ladder or pool steps. To ignore Ashland's fish-killing dams is strange, as Ashland has a green reputation. So there's some thoughts about Ashland in particular. Yes, Reeder Reservoir is the main water supply for the city of Ashland up in the hills well above Lithia Park. It is the outflow of Reeder Reservoir that creates Ashland Creek, or is Ashland Creek. Ashland Creek dammed up is Reeder Reservoir, let's put it that way. And yes, there have been suggestions over the years for ways to create fish passages there. None exist at this point. What are your thoughts? Dams, death penalty, and tack on what you think should be one of the topics for next week's Vents Day here on the Jefferson Exchange. Here's Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Well, real quickly on the death penalty, I just think it's wrong, flat out wrong. And it's like we teach kids it's wrong to hurt others and kill, and then, oh, you did something bad, so now we're going to kill you. It just doesn't make any logical sense. And personally, I would rather have the death penalty than a life in prison. So I think that's a worse sentence, is a life in prison.
You'd rather the death penalty be mean if you were in prison yourself?
Yeah, if I did something and I had to choose between the two, I think the death penalty would be, if it actually happened, mm-hmm. than sitting in a prison cell for the rest of your life. But for the dam issue and water, to expand it out to water issues, first of all, I don't think with climate change that the salmon have really a chance. I think that they're going to be gone. I just think with everything I've known and researched, they're going to be one of the first species to go. So that being said, you know, dams are harmful to the fish, but we do like our hydro energy. I don't think we should expand dams, but I do think we should probably keep the ones we have. And I do think because of droughts and lack of rainfall, there's going to be less hydro energy. But what I think we really need to do is we need to educate the public on how to use water. I can't tell you how frustrating it is to see people on 94-degree weather days at 3 and 4 in the afternoon, the heat of the day, they got their sprinklers going. 50% of the water gets evaporated. So to me, there should be education, and there should be some just basic laws. Like, you do not broadcast water in the heat of the day. You do it early, you know, late evening, early morning, whatever. And I don't know. I just think that really we should have a limit on how much water each person is allowed every day, because it's going to be, they say, and it's the new gold, the new oil is water, because it's going to be a hot commodity. There's going to be shortages of clean, fresh drinking water, and we need to rethink how water totally. And then I'm not really sure. So for the subject matter for the next Vents Day, can we pick anything?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how many votes it gets, but yeah, give us your idea.
Well, I would love to have a discussion about the role of logging and forests play in climate change, and what actions we in the Pacific Northwest should take in light of climate change, because deforestation is the number two cause of climate change, and here in the Pacific Northwest, we have some of the best carbon sequestering forests in the world. So I would love to touch that topic, and because I think that's what our responsibility should be here in the Pacific Northwest, is changing how we manage our forests so that in light of climate change.
All right. We will take that as the role of logging in climate change. This adds to Ryan's vote for collective malaise and our Ashland email for a concept for water storage on land. We got one vote for an open vents day, too. But the reason we don't do open vents day, let me explain this, is because if it's a topic I know nothing about, we run the risk of having me sit here and flap my gums about something about which I have done absolutely no research. I don't think it's a good service to you. So if that's why I'm saying, if you can help us come up with a topic now for next week's Vents Day, I can come in here as prepared as you are, and we can have a discussion about it all. So tack onto your comment this week what you would vote for a topic for next week's Vents Day. You can put it on our Facebook page. You can add it on to your phone call at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782, or just email it to jx@jeffnet.org. Let's talk to Helga in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. This sort of ties in with dams. I want to speak about a very fascinating article I read on the Internet through Tom Dispatch, talking about what a terrific service beavers have done in the past before they were almost eradicated. In terms of the dams beavers build, not only do they store water behind them in many places, but that means that the water seeps into the ground and feeds the underground water source, so that you spread out the availability of water. And there are certain states that have tried to reintroduce beavers, and some states that resist because the cow people have a powerful lobby. So rather than trying to build a dam like Shasta Higher and think you can just engineer your way out of anything, it's good to work with nature and let nature do things.
All right, so a vote for beavers and nature to do the work. Helga, thanks for that. Let's go on to Jean in Wilderville. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hello. Okay, now that woman with the beavers and the dams, that would be marvelous, and it is completely natural. And nature is going to make sure that it goes the right way. So possibly protect the beavers so that they can build the dams. And for next week, I would like to see the electrical monopoly company get ripped apart.
Electrical monopoly? You talking about Pacific Power?
Yeah.
All right. There's a vote for electrical monopolies as a discussion topic.
They charge about anything. And as for the death penalties, irregardless of what that guy said, if person killed somebody, how did they kill the victim? What did the victim go through before they actually died? Now, that woman that got raped, did she enjoy being raped? No. It was horrific. It was torture. And then finally he kills her. So, I mean, think about the victim and what the person did. As for the death penalty, you can always go back to hanging, or like one judge said, firing squad, or just plain use the electric chair.
All right, a lot to think about here. Gene, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you, and thanks for your nomination for something to talk about for next week on Vents Day. The issue of how we carry out executions is always one that comes back to the forefront. And as you may be aware, one of the reasons that we're getting these issues of the news media love to call them botched executions is that the companies that were selling the drugs that were used in prior lethal injections didn't want them used for that purpose. And in fact, the European countries have laws against exporting those drugs to the United States for use in executions. So they're trying this new drug protocol, which in the Arizona case and probably Oklahoma's as well, does not appear to be working that well, which brings you all back to the point that that we just got to here with Gene is that how much are we going to sanitize the execution process? If you're going to put people to death as punishment for putting other people to death, how much do you want that to be sanitized? Should it be, she didn't say this, but should it be as horrible as the death that they caused by their own hands? Should it be something public, like hanging? I mean, nobody's talked about beheadings, but I mean, how far do you want to go? If you're going to actually put people to death for putting other people to death, how much do you want to make sure that this is horrible to the person who is paying the final price? Join us on The Exchange with your thoughts on the death penalty, on dams, and with a vote for what to talk about on one of the topics for next week's Vents Day. Numbers here again, 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Malcolm in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
I'm calling about the dam situation, but if you don't mind, I wanted to say something real quick about the death penalty.
Okay.
I'm generally against the death penalty, but, you know, if all this playing around with all these different drugs and stuff just seems kind of nuts. Why not just put somebody in a room and start gradually filling up the room with either carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide? They would gradually get drowsy and go to sleep and die. It's how simple. They should put me in charge. No. Okay, about the dams. We need to have more dams, preferably in the headwaters, so that we're not screwing up the rivers, as long as we keep having population getting larger and larger. But I believe the drought in California, they're saying they're down to about 25% of their normal water supply. If you look back just over 100 years ago, the population was about 25% of what it is now, and there would be no drought at all. So I really think in the long run, there's a law of diminishing returns. We can build dams every day for the rest of our lives, and we're still going to keep running out of water if we keep getting more and more people putting pressure on a limited resource.
It's not surprising, I suppose, that we're talking about this in our own country, because it certainly has been talked about on a global scale for a long time. If you get to the point where there are 9 billion people, which is possible by the year 2050, where will they all find fresh water?
Exactly.
All right, lots to think about. Thanks for that, Malcolm. Appreciate it. Let us go to Will in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Death penalty, dams, and a topic for next week on the table.
Am I on?
That's you.
Overpopulation is the underlying cause of most of our problems. As far as the death penalty, we should have a 30-day or perhaps even a 6-month appeal time for people to make appeals after a court hearing, and then sent death by hanging with a hemp rope.
Why hemp?
No, because it will last longer. It's not likely to break. It's stronger.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, but that's a very short time period then for the appeal.
It is, but the people have had a trial. They've had a court-appointed attorney. We've got way too many people on the planet. Even if they all behave themselves, we don't have enough resources. We have to change the way we do things.
All right, Will, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Let's go on to N-Word in Ash. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, I think slavery would be a better alternative.
To the death penalty?
Yeah, you know, it used to be, a millennia ago, they would have these circle courts, and they'd have a victim sit in front of the criminal. You know, the two people sitting in a circle of elders, and they would reach consensus on what to do. You know, it was more restorative, and slavery was one of the things that would happen. You know, to the criminal, it would just, you know, he had to restore the justice. I think that would be more logical and humane.
All right. So,
and as far as topics for the next week, I think Zionism would be interesting.
Zionism as a topic for next week. Okay, thanks, N-Word. Always good to talk to you. And so here's the list we got thus far. Open Vents Day, which I'm going to cross off. The five other topics that people recommended: water storage and land, underground aquifers I put down there, collective malaise, the role of logging and climate change, electrical monopoly, and Zionism. All nominations for one of the topics for next week's Vents Day. Keep making the nominations. Go to our Facebook page. I put the What's Your Topic listing up there. We'll keep taking your votes through Monday of next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking part in Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange.